Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a man raped a woman hurt in a car crash instead of taking her to the hospital. Maybe he's a fan of David Cronenberg's film Crash or something, where people get into car accidents and then they smash one another. If you've never seen it, then don't. There's a scene in it smuggled in from Brokeback Mountain. That's what this guy's probably going to blame his actions on, being inspired by a film. I guess you could call him a bad Samaritan. Stuff like this deserves the death penalty as far as I'm concerned. Moving on, fat, old, and ugly women are upset if you find her sexy because supposedly she has the body of a 12-year-old, and you might be a PDF file getting together with her. Is it just me, but I don't recall 12-year-olds having knockers? Also, if women have a problem with men being attracted to young women, then why does every single woman aged 18 to 60 have a bald hoo-ha? Why are they trying to look like they're still 12 down there? Number three, this blue-haired woman is accused of hitting an elderly Florida man in a MAGA hat. It's assault and she looks like she earned her orange jumpsuit. But there are probably tons of men out there saying, I can fix her. Yeah, but there's no way you can fix her without creating multiple felonies. But I think she's too ugly to put the effort in. Maybe all that blue hair dye seeped into her skull and is messing up them brains, if she even has them. Up next, here's proof that women want to handicap young males mentally. Boys are being left to fail at school because attempts to help them earn the wrath of feminists. And girls are outperforming their male counterparts and getting more degrees. This probably proves that women aren't as strong and independent as men because if they were, then they wouldn't have to resort to this sort of nonsense. Their philosophy is treat boys as defective girls. Homeschool your boys if you can. Number five, did you know that drinking Coke and Pepsi might increase your testicle size and production? Anything to keep us consuming high fructose corn syrup, I suppose. If you want to know how gross Coke and Pepsi are, then just let them go flat and leave them at room temperature, and then try drinking them a day or two later. Remember guys, the 99% of scientists agree with whoever funds them. Sounds to me like the research was paid for by the Pepsi and Coca-Cola companies. Moving on, remember guys, Romeo died because of Juliet, and Jack died because of Rose. Stay single if you want to still be alive and go your own way. Jack Sparrow has the right answer, but too bad Johnny Depp had to learn it the hard way. At least he still has his life. Even King Kong the King of the Jungle died because he met a woman. Funny enough, the CGI in King Kong is still better than most of the stuff you'll see out there these days. Number 7, this woman was shocked to discover that her friend is marrying the man she advised her to break up with. Women steal each other's men. Imagine my shock. They also hate seeing each other happy. It's all about envy. Women also don't really have any friends. Men they friend zone want to screw them, and other women want to screw them over. The film Mean Girls wasn't even fiction. It's a documentary and it was also filmed near where I grew up. Up next, here's a fun prank. Make people study for 16 years and then replace them with artificial intelligence. Imagine how those unemployed people are going to pay for their loans, especially the ones that spent 25 years of their lives becoming doctors, only to then be replaced by AI that's better at diagnosing and helping patients. That's still a ways off, but it's going to happen. So many people say just learn to weld or plumb, but all the unemployed people will try and take your job, and eventually a plumber bot will replace those jobs too. Number 9, The Atlantic says that nobody should care about a woman's body count. But it's too late though, because the word is out. The higher the body count, the lower the chance of having a successful marriage. Saying that body counts don't matter is like saying that the mileage on your car doesn't matter either. A good used car usually only has one owner, low mileage, and wasn't driven in the snow. If body counts don't matter, then why do so many women get combative when you ask them what theirs is? Moving on, staying with the theme of AI, what happens when tens of millions of jobs disappear to those single women who own millions more homes than single men in America? Not to mention what happens to property values once the boomers all pass away in the next 10 to 20 years. All the men renting apartments with zero debt and AI stock and Bitcoin will be the kings, and everyone else will get screwed. Also, with this many women owning houses, it's a clear sign that we're also in a housing bubble. Number 11, so teachers were banging their students 20 years ago too. Laura here is accused of doing that back in 2007. That explains the dated headband and earrings, but those look more like they're from the 80s. She was also sex-crazed and gave birth to the student's baby. But then again, she'll probably claim that she was the sex ed teacher and that sex education is also education. I'm beginning to think that female teachers were just getting as many students in the past, but they just never got caught because there were no digital technologies. Up next, this woman says that the biggest red flag a man can have is a hobby. Then men should go and start businesses instead. And how does mastering bowling help your life? Many hobbies represent money that women want for themselves. But mastering bowling can also make you a professional bowler and bring you cash. Just like it's my hobby to travel and make money off of travel videos. This is basically saying that unless you devote all your time to producing money for women, you're not a real man. Number 13, a man stole his girlfriend's 10K and won $1 million gambling. And then he gave her back the 10K. She's furious and wants 40 million. This guy gets all the reward with none of the risk. He's genius. I'm surprised she's not saying that she's entitled to all of it, since it was her money in fact. But technically, he didn't steal anything. He just paid her back what he borrowed. All rich men know that you always use other people's money to make money. He just did what Trump does. Moving on, if marrying the divorce is adultery, then does that mean that single mothers need to stay single for life? It says in the Bible, he that marries her, that his divorce commits adultery. I guess King Charles is going to hell then. But I'm calling BS on that minivan because there's no way that a red-pilled guy is going to be driving one of those. The Bible also says it's better for you not to marry if you can resist the temptation. Number 15, we have another lie from the gynocracy. That women are working longer hours than men. That women work 34 hours a week, and men's average has fallen from 45.5 per week to 44.8. And they argue that the pay gap between men and women has increased. I suspect that if women worked an extra 11 hours a week, they would actually make more money than men. Women already make more money than men under the age of 30. Women seem to always be the victims even when they're the victors. Up next in Canada, unknown activists are adding drawings of penises to symbols of solidarity with Palestine, and Arabs are absolutely outraged. When I first saw this, I thought it was the work of Gays for Palestine, thinking that they were helping the cause. But I don't think it's really causing outrage among Muslims. I wouldn't be surprised if it's causing uncontrollable arousal. Who doesn't love the slogan, Penises for Palestine? This is the best troll ever. Number 17, influencers are getting attacked by sharks, and scientists have to tell people to not grab 18-foot predators. I can't wait to see them try and do the same thing to a bear. But just wait until most men find out that the shark isn't the predator, and that it's in fact the woman. This proves more than anything that accountability and consequences are not present for many of them, and that they will do irrational, dangerous things just for attention. Moving on, this man was elected as a mayor of Derby, and the older picture of him holding the boomstick has gone viral on social media. This just proves to me even more that the UK is toast. The place is being conquered from within, and the people in charge are just letting it happen. Have they sold their country out for a few extra points of GDP growth or something? I wonder though, are people like this being elected or installed? Did no one think to do a security check first? Number 19, when the cashier says that the self-checkout is available, here's Kermit saying he doesn't work here. Self-checkout is so strange that the workers encourage you to use it are just promoting their own obsolescence. But most of them don't really care about it because they still get paid by the hour, and they would prefer that you do their job for them so they don't have to do anything. I use self-checkout because I get out of stores a lot faster. Cashiers are just way too slow for me. Up next, here's more women's warp logic. This one says the guy that asked her out at work is a creep that probably wants to grape her. But she's happy that she has a nap so she can meet strangers online so she can sleep with them. When women say a man is creepy, what they mean is, for the most part, is that he's not attractive. They will throw themselves at men that keep people's heads in their fridge so long as such men are attractive. Number 21, here's what a woman looks like when she survives a bear attack and goes to her favorite star cucks. And you just know that women pay extra for torn clothing like this, even though they're technically only paying for half a shirt and 3/4 of a pair of pants. Back in the 80s and 90s, they used to sell torn jeans. Usually the people that wore them needed therapy. Women will do whatever they can so that people will look at them more. Moving on, robo-nannies are coming. But would you trust this AI with your kid? When you do and it's safe, what are all the female daycare workers supposed to do at that point? Of course, the nanny probably won't be looking like this, and it'll look more like the nanny from the film AI Artificial Intelligence. Kids already spend most of their time with tablets these days, so all most robo-nannies would have to do is make sure their tablets function properly. You will see that machines can be more human than humans can. Interacting with people gives me anxiety. Interacting with my phone or computer doesn't. Number 23, is it true that you can't wife a girl that loves attention from other guys? For women, attention is like oxygen. Working as a professional photographer, almost all women would change their behavior the moment the camera lens was in front of them. It's the same look I see when attractive men look at them. Instead of asking if girls get attention from other guys, other than you, their boyfriend, the better question to ask is, why are you stupid enough to even get married? Up next, women want to be her and men want to be with her. Yes, Dylan Mulvaney is the true definition of beauty and grace. Yes, look at those child-rearing hips and those wide swimmer shoulders. This woman is built like a skinny dude, and I can't tell if it's real or satire anymore. Also, any straight man who wants to be with her needs to seriously reassess his sexual orientation. And not one single woman has ever said, I want to be her. They just want to receive the attention she gets. Number 25 and the last one, would you pay to see her on Lonely Fools? She's already made millions of dollars in simp bucks, and I can guarantee you that unlike Dylan Mulvaney, men actually do want to be with her and her child-rearing hips. And women want to be her. At least the ones with high notch counts that won millions of dollars. Apparently the real reason men pay for women on Lonely Fools is so they can have a simple conversation. 78% of chats between creators and top spenders are all about everything except for sex. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal subscribers or links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.